You know, it really feels like the buildings around us aren't just static things anymore, are they?
Not at all.
Especially looking ahead to 2025, the whole way we manage facilities, our offices, really our whole built environment, it's changing fast.
It really is.
We've been digging into what's going on, and for you, the learner, our aim here is to, cut through the noise, give you the essentials on these big shifts in facilities management.
Yeah, what really matters.
What are those crucial changes hitting our spaces now, and well, what's next?
Well, the thing that jumps out really when you look at all this is data. It's become absolutely central.
Right, not just an afterthought.
No, not anymore. It's fundamental to how we understand how we manage modern facilities now, whether it's, optimizing energy use or predicting when a pump might fail.
Yeah.
It all comes back to gathering and analyzing information smartly.
It's the foundation.
It really is the bedrock for pretty much everything else we're seeing.
Okay, and thinking about that data, one place it seems to be making a huge difference is the supply chain, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just about like finding the cheapest screws anymore. Costs are up. Finding skilled labor is tough. Inflation's still biting. So how we get and manage everything needed seems way more critical.
Precisely. The whole approach is shifting. It's less about just, procurement, buying stuff,
Yeah.
and more about strategy, collaboration.
Collaboration with suppliers.
Yes, exactly. Building real partnerships. The sources we looked at really stress this. Think less transaction, more shared investment, mutual success, which means, being transparent, working together on finding better ways, new solutions, making sure everyone's aiming for the same goals. It's about making it work for both sides.
So instead of just squeezing the price down constantly, you work with them to get clear pricing, keep quality up, make sure things are actually available when you need them.
That's the idea. It sounds like a much more resilient way to handle things like inflation or those supply chain shocks we've all felt recently.
Yeah. These strategic alliances, they feel really key now. Makes you wonder why it wasn't always like this, you know?
It's a good point. And, this focus on collaboration, thinking strategically, it's not just about the physical stuff, the parts and materials.
Okay.
We're also seeing a big change in how we think about the people using these spaces. Things like flexibility, diversity, inclusion. They're not just nice to haves anymore, they're essential.
Absolutely. It feels like that shift happened fast. One minute it's a future goal, the next it's, well, expected.
It is.
We're talking using inclusive language, making sure spaces feel welcoming for everyone, different beliefs, orientations, even practical stuff like gender-neutral bathrooms. It's tangible.
And it really matters. I mean, yes, it's the right thing to do ethically, obviously.
Sure.
But focusing on inclusivity, it pays off in other ways too. People are more satisfied with the space. It helps meet regulations, builds a good reputation.
Gives you an edge, maybe.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In today's world, being seen as inclusive and responsive, that builds trust with employees, visitors, everyone. It's a real competitive advantage.
And speaking of people and how they use spaces, that brings us straight to hybrid work, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's reshaped everything.
The pandemic really kicked that into high gear, and it seems like that 5 days in the office thing, it's just not the default for a lot of people anymore.
No, it's not.
And that has huge implications for FM, especially for, how much space you actually need.
Totally. Fewer people in the office daily means companies are looking hard at their real estate, often shrinking the footprint, maybe using hot desking.
Right.
And interestingly, some reports show real upsides there. Lower travel costs, less energy used, smaller carbon footprint. So what started as a necessity is actually proving pretty efficient.
Yeah, that makes total sense financially and environmentally. But
Yeah.
then the challenge becomes making the most of the space you do have, right? If it's smaller or shared.
Exactly. How do you know how it's really being used? How much you need?
That's where tech comes in. Sensors and location awareness.
Precisely. You put in these unobtrusive sensors, they track occupancy, temperature, humidity, stuff like that. Okay. And the beauty is, facility managers get real-time data, actual usage, not guesswork.
Right.
And that data lets them make smart calls, adjusting layouts, tweaking the heating or cooling, optimizing for efficiency and comfort based on facts.
And that data doesn't just like disappear, it plugs into bigger systems, building management, FM software,
Yeah.
creating these digital workplace services.
That's the next step. Yeah. It's all feeding into making the workplace experience better, more user-centric.
Human-centric FM, they call it, Industry 5.0.
That's the direction.
Okay.
It's about creating a positive, productive experience, even with hybrid work. And a big part of that is making the tech seamless.
like connecting the FM software with other tools people already use.
Exactly. Room booking systems, maybe Slack or Teams. Making it easy and streamlining how you report problems.
Oh, yeah. Like the printer's jammed again.
Right. Instead of a complicated process, just a few clicks to report it, maybe even track when it gets fixed. Smoother for everyone.
Now, another huge theme that kept popping up everywhere is sustainability.
Yeah.
It feels like it's gone from being, you know, a side project to something absolutely core.
It really has. And it's more than just cutting energy bills, though that's part of it.
Right.
It's a bigger shift towards what they call the circular economy. Basically, minimizing waste, using resources really efficiently, reuse things, cut down energy use.
So things like renewable energy sources, saving water, better insulation, more efficient equipment.
All of that, investing in energy efficient infrastructure, it's becoming fundamental.
And it connects to those bigger corporate social responsibility goals too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a way to attract people, employees, tenants, investors who really care about sustainability, which is frankly more and more people.
Yeah.
Plus you have those practical efficiency things we talked about, using sensors to track energy use, motion sensor lights, automated HVAC, even benchmarking your building's energy use to justify upgrades. It all fits together.
It really paints a picture of smarter, more responsible building management.
It does. And flowing logically from all this data and efficiency focus is proactive maintenance.
Fixing things before they break.
Exactly. Spotting potential issues before they actually cause problems for the people using the building. That's incredibly valuable.
Feels like a smarter way to work.
Yeah.
Less reactive, more predictable.
That's the key word. Predictability. Technology and all this data collection make it possible to anticipate maintenance needs much better.
So you can plan better.
Right. Develop really effective, proactive plans, which means less unnecessary maintenance, fewer emergency repairs interrupting things. We saw some insights suggesting data and software are really helping stabilize preventative work and cut down reactive fixes.
And I guess when budgets are tight, knowing what really needs doing versus what could maybe wait a bit,
yeah.
That's crucial.
Exceptionally useful, yeah. That predictability allows for smarter resource allocation. Identifying what's critical versus what could perhaps be safely deferred. It's essential for managing costs effectively.
Okay, so we've got data, connectivity, proactive approaches. This seems to lead naturally into AI and smart facilities management. Sounds like the next frontier.
It really feels like it. AI and the Internet of Things working together. They're bringing incredible efficiency and adaptability.
Like AI predicting failures.
Exactly. AI-driven predictive maintenance. Algorithms crunching data to foresee potential breakdowns, preventing costly failures before they happen. And all that real-time data streaming from IoT sensors. It gives you actionable insights for optimizing space, managing resources. Things I couldn't easily do before.
And it's not just the digital side, is it? The actual stuff buildings are made of, the equipment, that's evolving too.
Definitely. Innovations in materials, things like self-healing concrete, really advanced insulation, high-performance HVAC systems, they make buildings more durable, more efficient.
Which means less maintenance in the long run.
Right. And things like modular construction are becoming more common too. Less waste during building, lower labor costs, and more flexibility to adapt or expand later.
Okay, so we have all this amazing tech, smarter materials, better processes.
Mm.
But there is still this big elephant in the room. The labor shortage in FM. That seems like a huge challenge.
It is a major concern. Our sources consistently point to a significant lack of skilled workers. And that pushes up wages, causes supply chain issues.
So what's the answer? Just pay more.
Well, that's part of the pressure, but the smarter approach seems to be investing internally. Upskilling and reskilling existing teams is becoming a really key strategy.
Training your current people.
Exactly. Instead of just constantly chasing expensive new hires, empower the people you already have. Give them new skills.
Makes sense. They feel valued, maybe become more productive, and the company saves on recruitment headaches.
It's a win-win, recognizing the value in your current team and giving them growth opportunities.
And I suppose technology helps here too, bridging the gap.
It does, automating routine tasks, streamlining workflows that frees up the skilled people. You do have to focus on more complex, strategic work. Plus, partnerships with specialist contractors become important too, getting specific skills when you need them without hiring full time.
So it's tech and people strategy and tools supporting remote work, collaboration. making the workforce more adaptable overall.
Exactly. And that's where these collaborative FM platforms really shine. Like InfraSpeak was mentioned as a good example.
Okay, what makes them collaborative?
They connect everyone involved, the clients, the in-house team, suppliers, contractors, technicians, all on one platform. Communication flows better.
Streamlines things.
Big time. And many offer training resources, task guides right there in the system, directly supports that upskilling push.
Yeah, Andy.
Plus, having all the historical maintenance data in one place, super valuable for making decisions about upgrades or replacements.
And you mentioned connecting with vendors.
Yeah, it creates a network. Access to trusted suppliers, sharing knowledge with other professionals, it builds a community aspect.
And they integrate with other tools, support sustainability tracking.
Often, yes. Connecting with other business apps, helping monitor energy, water, waste, planning for that circular economy stuff we talked about. It ties it all together.
Okay, so bringing this all together as we wrap up.
Yeah.
It's clear FM is really transforming.
Absolutely. Data is king, driving smarter supply chains, better use of space for hybrid work, proactive maintenance.
Inclusivity isn't optional anymore. Sustainability is core, backed by efficiency efforts and circular thinking.
Right. And AI, advanced materials, are pushing the boundaries while tackling the talent shortage through upskilling and collaboration platforms is just essential.
It really feels like it's moved beyond just, you know, keeping the lights on. It's about creating spaces that are way more efficient, sustainable, and focused on the people using them. Human-centric.
That's a great way to put it, adapting to our changing needs.
So a final thought for you, the learner.
Yeah.
Thinking about all these shifts, the data, the tech, the focus on people and planet.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think will be the single biggest change affecting your experience with buildings in the next few years?
Or maybe, how could adopting this more data-driven, collaborative approach change how you view and interact with the spaces you use every single day?
Definitely something to chew on. We hope this deep dive gave you some valuable insights, mm-hmm. and we encourage you to keep exploring how these trends might shape your own world.